Come on down. In fact, big kids with big hearts can come too if you want. Hey, Pastor. Big kid. I had some unique pets, but I want to ask you first, do you have a pet? What kind of pet do you have?
I have a dog and a cat.
A dog and a cat. All right. I have dogs and had dogs and cats. You have a pet? What kind do you have?
A dog and a cat.
Wow, a lot of dogs and cats in America, huh?
I have a dog and some fish.
Okay, what kind of pets do you guys have?
We only have one dog.
But it only takes one dog to be happy. Let's get the big guy here.
I have two dogs.
Two dogs. Two dogs is a loving pastor, since you're the big kid of the group.
We got a dog.
A dog. I grew up with dogs and few cats. I think I like cats. But in Thailand, I'm going to tell you a story about Thailand and my pets there. My pets were really unique. My pets are actually talked about in the Bible, in Proverbs. But my pets, you know how large they were? Well, let's put it this way. I have a friend in Thailand that owns elephants. I didn't have a pet elephant, but every time the elephant saw me, he would start walking, not running, real fast. And he wasn't a big one, he was a little one. And it would come to me, and I'd always have, when I was there, I'd have peanuts, and I'd give him peanuts. So the elephant really liked me, and I got video of petting my friend. And everybody would come around and say, "Why does he come to you?" I pull out a pocket of peanuts. Loyalty is cheap there. But my real pet, probably about 10,000 of them, they were about this small, and they were red. They were red ants. And in Thailand, they're anywhere from a quarter inch or larger. And when you hold them on your skin, they tend to sting you, and it puts a welt, a bump there, and it can hurt. Well, the Bible talks about ants, which is unique. It says, take a lesson from the ants. This is Proverbs 6. They are not lazy. I'm cutting a lot of things out, Pastor. I'm devising this. They have no ruler. They live in a nest, sometimes in the ground. The nest of my pets was outside my bedroom window, and I could see it. It was in a tree, and it was about this big, made from leaves and branches. But they don't have a leader, but they work all day, and well, I don't know about night. I never saw them out at night. But they work all summer and winter for the food to save for the winter. So that's Proverbs 6:6-8. But my ants, how did I get to have about 10,000 pet ants? First of all, an animal knows if you like them. And I guess it's the same with ants. I had a brick wall in the back of our house. But it was a pure ball, and it was real high. I couldn't see the other side, but I could see the top. And I thought, boy, those guys are here every day. And they were large, big red ants. And one time I thought, it's so hot here and humid. I thought, I'm going to find out what they like to eat. I put salt in one little pile. And within 5 minutes, there must have been 30 or 40 ants hauling away salt granules. I thought, wow, they like salt. So I was their fix for salt for months. They expected me to put salt. I tried sugar, they walked around it. I tried a lot of things and they wouldn't go by it. They didn't even like breadcrumbs, but the birds did. and the squirrels did, because they were gone before I got outside. But they also liked leafy vegetables and carrot, but they had to be real dinky, small. If I put a big one there, they kind of ignored it. They'd go under it to keep away from the sun, though. But what was more unique was I could put a chicken bone right up there, and they would flock to it like crazy, going to this chicken bone I was going to throw away. Next thing I knew, they were pulling it. I mean, like 60 or 100 red ants, big ones, to the edge. And I thought, oh, that thing is so heavy, it's going to drop about 20 feet down. So I got my camera out and videoed it. And put it on my Facebook page. And you can see these ants, about 100 of them, pulling this bone as long as my finger to the edge. And I went in the house for something. I came back, it wasn't there. I thought I was only gone for a couple minutes, and it was over. I thought, I dropped. So I got my phone video, and I videoed it. I had a video going. I don't have it on here. I'm sorry. But I put my phone video on the other side. I couldn't see it, but when I looked at it, it was hanging on the side. And I thought, how can that heavy bone hang over the edge? Just gravity would drop you to the ground. Would you agree? I mean, you can't hang on the side of this wall and fall. You'd fall. These ants had the bone. And they were holding it. And there were even ants on top of the bone. They must have been the leaders saying, go this way, go that way. And they even fought about which nest they were going to take the bone to. They would pull that bone this way, then others would pull it this way. They couldn't make their minds up. But what was even more unique than the bone over the edge? You see, when ants pull something over the edge, they have some little sticky stuff on the bottom of their feet. They got a lot of feet, don't they? Right? A lot of feet. When I pull them off the cement wall just to pick them up nice and gently, they would stick. It was hard to pull them up without crushing them. Yeah, they would stick their feet. That's how they walk up the walls. There's little sticky things on their pads. I didn't know that. But I also wondered, how do they walk up walls? I want to do that. Maybe in heaven I can do that. But another neat thing about ants here, they liked me. And you know how I could tell they liked me? I put my hand on the wall one time to put something down. And I had literally, I mean, not literally, you might not know that word. I really had 15 to 20 red ants on my hand. And I thought, oh, they're going to bite me. And my friend with me said, you're going to get stung. I go, I'm not getting stung. They're not biting. So I got my hand and I says, I got to go, guys. I got to go to work at the school. I taught at a school. And I went like this, and they wouldn't drop. None of them. I went, you got to drop. They wanted to go to school with me, and I couldn't take them. So I had to pick each one up, and I put it down. Well, up here. I had to put them down gently, every one, including in between my fingers. I did not get stung once. I guess they don't bite the hand that feeds them, right? That's a true story. I had a friend that was there that saw me. And he said, will they do that to me? I says, I don't know, JC. Let's find out. He put his hand there, and three of them got on there, and within 2 seconds, he got bit, stung. I said, I guess that's where the hand, they won't bite my hand that feeds them. They don't know you. So, and I could do that any day, but how do I know those 20 ants or 15 ants were the same ones every day? I doubt it. But they didn't bite me, not for months. I never got bit. So the thing is no matter how small you are, whether you've got dogs, cats, or elephants following you, God will protect you, just like he protects the ants and he protects me and you. If a dog comes up, look him in the eye and say, no, you don't, go back. I had to do that a lot in Thailand. For the street that I walked down had dogs. And dogs in Thailand bite. And if they bite, you get shots in your stomach. But thank God he never got me bit. But I looked the dogs down in their eyes. I says, not today, go home. They don't like you looking at their eyes. At least not these ones. Maybe because they didn't understand English. They only understood Thai. So that kind of probably scared them. But anyways, there's all kinds of pets. And we're going to have pets in heaven. Lions and lambs, going to pet them. Maybe ride them like an elephant. Yeah. Maybe walk on the sea of glass and look down and see all the fish. You won't fall and get wet. And if you did, you'd probably come up dry. So let's have a little prayer. Jesus, we thank, well, when do you want to pray? When do you like to say a prayer? Want to say a prayer? No? Okay. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the animals that you gave us, for saving so many animals on the ark, even pesky ants. But we pray that you will continue to protect us when we have these animals around us and help us not to be afraid, but to look for you for help, like Daniel and the lions did. In your name, amen. Don't forget the offering plates.